following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. It is at the crossroads as we are here in talking about changes with our wonderful sponsor for today's program, Pinnacle Senior Placements, Daphne Davis. Daphne, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We are talking about this whole month, we're focusing on, you know, transitions. It's about how do families navigate crossroads? And, you know, I always say, this is my always, if we knew what to prepare for, we would do it. But there's always, in the world of aging, there's things that, curveballs. We get curveballs all the time. And all of a sudden, we have to face a change. You kind of are a change master in many cases. You help, you know, you're a way shower in so many ways in working with families. And I would love to get some, you know, what is your words of wisdom when you come to that point as a family? You know, when, you know, what should happen?
Sometimes I get, you know, in casual conversations when I explain to people what I do, I start getting stories all the time. And the common theme that I hear is, well, when do we make a change? How do I know? And my go-to is, first of all, to be thinking about on a holistic health level, to be thinking about things like, is my mom and dad eating? Are they getting enough hydration?
And if they're eating, what are they
what
eating?
Are they eating? Yep. you know, you might be bringing meals into their home for them. You started kind of supporting them in that way. Or they might be coming to your house and you're sending leftovers and you go visit them and the leftovers are still there and you're wondering, oh my gosh, I haven't even had to buy another dozen eggs for them for 2 weeks. How come they're not having a, you know, an egg in the morning? That can kind of be clues. The other thing is hydration. Hydration is so important. I know we kind of toss it around a lot right now for all age groups, but it's really important.
It is.
To keep all of the systems working as well as possible. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is, are they getting their medications timely and appropriately? Are you finding any medications that are on the floor, a little tiny pill that they might have mm-hmm. dropped and weren't aware that they dropped it as they were, you know, taking their pills that morning? Those are some just real physical things that you can kind of tune into. The other things that you can think about are on an emotional level. Are you seeing any kind of slump in their smile? Is the twinkle yeah. disappearing in their eye? Are you not hearing the stories and the frivolity of walking down memory lane? Are you not able to pull mom or dad out of their little cocoon? And if that's happening consistently, it might be time to have some conversations about mm-hmm. what's going on and find out what's happening.
And really what you're talking about is quality of life.
I am.
And I think what I find is that a lot of seniors, they lose friends. You know, maybe their world gets smaller as yeah. they stay at home more. They're not as mobile. Maybe they're not driving or they're afraid to drive very far. Mm-hmm. Those are, to me, all signals that it may be time yeah. To make a change. The TV, how many hours are they sitting there in front of their TV set?
That's right.
You know, that is another side of it. And recognizing that the social aspect of life, especially at this time of their life, is so important.
You have to be intentional about that as well.
Right.
I mean, that might not mean that your parents have to move out of their home. It
no.
might mean more that says, you know what, maybe I should try and figure out what such and such senior center is doing.
Exactly.
And though that's for the old people, there might be something that your mom
used to say that.
There might be something that they like.
My dad was in his 80s. He said that. I don't want to go there with those old people. Yeah. They go, Dad.
Welcome,
they're probably younger than you.
Those are things that yeah. we can gently do and take the lead. I mean, mm-hmm. if we just say, Mom and Dad, well, just go check it out or go drive out, they're not going to do it. Their world
no.
has gotten so
no.
small. And that's something as a support person mm-hmm. that you can do for them and come home with a brochure that says, you know what, they're playing Pinnacle on Thursday afternoons. Dad, you love to play Pinnacle and Mom's sick of it. There might be some three other people that want to play Pinnacle
exactly.
and they need a fourth.
Exactly.
It's change. It's something different. You have to facilitate it. You mm-hmm. have to be excited about mm-hmm. it. Go with them. Sit across the table. Introduce them to somebody. You know, it takes a little bit of energy on your part, but it increases their quality of life dramatically.
Mm-hmm. And I just had a sit down with a dear friend of mine who was in her later 70s. And she says, you know, I just brought up last week about where I want to go after I move out. And I thought to myself, wow, that's really interesting. And she says, you know, but I just don't even know about what to do. And I said, you know, the best thing to do is find out the communities in your neighborhood and just schedule, go once a week or once a month with your daughter and go have lunch there. Mm-hmm. Once a month. They would love to have you. You can get a feel for the community. See if this is for you or not. That is totally, it's not, there's no pressure. Just check it out.
It's a good avenue of exploring, you know, what does this even mean? I have a dear friend of mine for 30 years, and his mom is, she lives in North Seattle, and she's kind of at that brink of, I think I should make a change, and she's mm-hmm. still independent, and what does that look like, and how do I do it, and, you know, Stephanie, can you help us? I'm like, of course. Well, we're not ready to make a change now. No, this is a process. This is a mm-hmm. journey. Mm-hmm. This is, thank you for welcoming me into your journey.
Right. And I think the other thing is people think that, well, if I'm perfectly mobile and if I can do things for myself, you know, like I can still clean my house. Maybe you don't want to clean your house.
That's it. It's okay. You know, and let me just say something very boldly. If you've been living in your house for the last 40, 50 years and you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm telling you right now is the time to do it in our Seattle market anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
no kidding.
And maximize, you know, your independence of having care if you ever need it.
Exactly. And really finding that level of life that suits you and your loved one. Mm-hmm. And I think the other side of it is what, you know, we'll talk in the next another segment is talking about, you know, the adult child of as you get older to prepare for what quote unquote could happen. What are your boundaries around your ability to help yes. your loved one? One of the things that I did, which was a huge mistake in my life, is I put my life last. And there were consequences as far as that goes. Yeah. And you need to have these conversations with your spouse, with your job, with your employer, different things like that. If your parent is starting to need care, what does that look like in your own house so that you mm-hmm. don't lose your life?
That's right. Not only losing your life, but losing your relationship with your loved one as mm-hmm. well. Because if you take on that care manager role, your relationship will change.
Right.
That might be right for your family situation. It might not be. But at least be educated to know what your options are.
Absolutely. So we are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, what area do you serve?
I generally serve from Olympia to Marysville. Snohomish, King, and Pierce are strong holds for me. Most often I work in Pierce and King County, and now I'm going out into Kitsap area.
That's
out in Jefferson County a lot lately.
Wow,
too.
That's amazing. That's mm-hmm. amazing. I don't know how you can keep track, but you've got new people in your company now.
Yeah, we have Emily and Erica and Jolene. And we're all committed to doing that face-to-face work. Our theme in our company is doing the right thing for the right reason every time, or as much as we can.
Yeah. I actually, you, in last month's newsletter, I actually wrote about you for that. And that was my tagline for you, because I do know that that's absolutely who you are. And you know, we have worked with Daphne for a long time now, and I have seen her personally work with families. And you know, it is so worth it to give Daphne a phone call and learn a little bit about how she works with families, because I think that's important. Yeah. And really talking about that dialogue that you bring up. And so, you know, when you go meet with a client, you know, a family, what happens?
So I go there and I have a conversation. I, first of all, whoever's making the initial phone call to me, and I just got one on Saturday from one of your listeners here.
Good.
And she said, I've been hanging on to this information and now's the time. Now's mm-hmm. the time for me to call. I said, you know, tell me a little bit of background of what's going mm-hmm. on. And then I offer to them, I can be whoever you would like me to be. If it's too fearful for your parents to even hear the words of a, you know, moving out of their house, we don't have to say that. They were just in the hospital. I could be a social worker that's coming to just mm-hmm. follow up and make sure things are going okay. Sounds like a little bit of a white lie, but it's in the best interest of making sure that your loved ones are comfortable.
Exactly.
My job is to build relationship, to earn their trust, to earn your trust as the person who's advocating for them. And so I would have conversation just to find out who they are as people And then for you to help also help me learn what are their physical needs, what are their emotional needs, what are their spiritual needs, and how can I share my 18 years of experience with you to find just that magic place that they're going to thrive.
And, you know, that makes all the difference in the world. And the fact that I think one of the things that you'd say is this is about letting them feel heard.
Yes.
I think a lot of times that family members, when they come together, we've talked about this in previous programs, how they'll converge in this meeting and they're all going to tell their parent about what they think they need to have happen. And, you know, I think the idea is in making a change, it's to help them understand that they're making the choice. And make them feel empowered in that change.
That's right.
And understanding to have the clear lines of communication, which to me is always mother or daughter. It's, you know, you'll always be the daughter. You'll always be the son. Mm-hmm. That's never going to change.
No.
And so to have somebody like you to help ease that is so important.
Yeah. One of the things that can happen when there's particularly multiple siblings and we're getting together, because I do like to have everybody present to hear the same information
sure.
so that we don't have any triangles of conversations going on. But sometimes I have to just reach across and touch somebody's arm and just boldly say, you know, let your dad finish. You know, so I'm there as an advocate for the person who is needing some extra support, always in a kind, loving way, always in a way that empowers everyone. But we get into habits, and sometimes those habits need to be broke.
Well, so how can we reach you?
So you can reach me at the following phone number of 855-734-1500 or at my website, which is PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
And your services are absolutely free to families. There's no fine print there.
No. And I work with every care facility in the state of Washington. Whether I, quote, and not to get too much in the weeds, but whether I have a contract or not with them doesn't matter to me. I want to expose you to whatever is right for your parents. So there, personally, I can't see a downside to calling me.
No, there is no downside. I recommend that our listeners do. Daphne, thanks again for being on the program today.
You're so welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.